9:10 at KBUR. Good morning. It is an open phone day today on the talk show. We're talking about anything and everything. I'm just looking at something really unbelievable. We're talking about airlines and air flight, and what is the future of air flight, and how do they manage to get more passengers into planes? And it is a 23-year-old airplane seat designer, Alejandro Nunez Vicente, believes double-level seating is the future of economy flying. There's a prototype, seat prototype floating around the internet. I'm just looking at the picture right now, but it's got anything from curiosity, some outrage, some bemused, some intrigued, some all of the above. Vincente told, CNN Travel that they said, there's no such thing as bad publicity, which is true. I can't argue with that. People talk and they always hate innovation in most ways, but many times when they show you something new, everyone hates it at first. They're scared of change, but the more you show it, the more you develop. It actually looked, it started as a college project, but I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it's it's an interesting, can you see this picture, Colin? It's coming back up now. Here it comes. It is a double-decker airline seat. It allows you to have, it allows you to stretch out. They're more like two chaise lounges on top of each other instead of, but you go to the second level, and that picture's not coming. Let's see if I can get it come up here now. But anyway, regardless of that, it is the fact that, I'm thinking, you know what? How many times have you gotten into a plane and you're a pretty good sized guy, and you're pretty tall and you don't have any leg room, right? Is that right? I mean, come on.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, no, I'm looking at the pictures right here and that could be something.
Well, I mean, the fact is, right now, although I'm trying to think how they, you know, it's when the flight attendants come on down to try to bring you your drinks or anything you might be ordering for food.
You probably have a stool of some kind that they could just set out.
I'm going to guess it's probably part of the actual rolling cart that they simply have. Yeah, I don't know.
Again, these are conceptual designs.
It is what it is. By the way, what else is, other big stuff in the news right now is that President Joe Biden yesterday vetoed a bill that would have repealed months of student loan payment forbearance and banned his up to $20,000 in debt forgiveness, regardless of how the Supreme Court rules on the legality of the program this month. The resolution called House Joint Resolution 45 passed the House in May and the Senate last week, with support from Senators Kyrsten Sinema and two Democrats, Joe Manchin and John Tester, in the higher chamber. If Biden had not vetoed the measure, borrow advocates worry that 40 million student loan borrowers could have faced back pay for the paused payments and had new interest charges added to the debt. Also raised concern that debt cancellation borrowers recently received would be reversed. It is, again, he said, it's a shame for working families across the country. Lawmakers continue to pursue this unprecedented attempt to deny critical relief to millions of their own constituents after vetoing the resolution. He said, I remain committed to make college affordable and providing a critical relief to borrowers as they work to recover from a once-in-the-century pandemic. I don't know how it's all going to turn out in reality. But, you're not holding your breath, are you?
Not particularly, no.
No. And it's one of those things. I think the fact that it still is an issue, and I think what it does is it puts people into a position where they think, well, I paid and paid and paid, and I didn't get any forgiveness. Well, guess what? I paid and paid and paid and paid and paid. And I paid and paid and paid and paid and paid for my wife. And now I've got a plus loan out for my daughter to keep paying and paying. You know, it's don't tell me. I had Doug Steffen talk about it. The fact is, yeah, would I get a little bit of a break? A little bit, but I've spent many thousands of dollars. I also spent many thousands of dollars paying the doggone tuitions in the first place. But it was like, I mean, come on, it's don't cry to me about the fact that the fact is college has gone up. Hey, I'll show you. You want to know how much college has gone up in price?
Let me
give you an example. You know what? Luther College right now. You know what the comprehensive fee is?
What is it?
$60,000 approximately. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the comprehensive fee was when I started Luther?
How much?
$28.50.
That's pretty close to double.
Double? No,
it's more than double.
It's more than 10 times what I had. No, it's more than 20 times.
I read that wrong. Yeah. I thought you meant 28,000.
No, 28.50 is $2,850 for everything. That's room board tuition and all fees. No, I know you're not. You can laugh at it, but it's obviously the fact is no, it is. And I still had to, and I had enough, and I was also had my father. My father died when I was 16, so I had Social Security supposedly checks coming to me. I signed every one of those checks over to my mom. I never took a penny of them. I took a student loan out instead. I mean, and I know it doesn't seem like it, but it was like, what dollars were and dollars are, inflation has gone up. And then we also got hit with those of you living in, anyone listening right now, remember the inflation rate? You want to remember inflation? Remember inflation in the late 70s, early 80s?
No.
You don't, but I'm betting some people that wanted to buy a house in 1980 or 81 can remember when the prime rate was 21.5%. That's a prime rate. That's a rate that banks use. Trying to buy a house? Forget about it. No, what you ended up doing, you could do it. I still remember. I can't think of who it was. I was at my apartment and trying to convince me to buy his house. I said, look, I said, the interest rate. He said, well, look, no, buy it on contract. You buy it through me. That's how people had to sell houses back in those days. Anybody in real estate knows what I'm talking about. Anybody that tried to buy a house at that particular time also knows about it, too. It was one of those things that, it was a different time and a different era. But obviously inflation right now, what is the inflation right now? Do you know, Colin?
What is it?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's about right now 6%.
Oh, forgive me. I thought that question was rhetorical.
No. It was not a rhetorical question. Colin's got his phone open, so he's able to check things.
The U.S. inflation rate is at 4.93%.
4.93 is that the rate for the whole year so far? Is that right?
Current inflation rate of the U.S. I'm doing a bit more research here.
Okay. Because they averaged that, that
fell to 4.9% in April of 2023, the lowest since April of 2021. So
okay.
We can say it's hovering somewhere around 5%.
About 5%. Okay. What is the 30-year? Do they have a 30-year rate for basically home loans?
I'll look into it.
Anyway, we're looking at it. The thing is. the fact is that, yes, I understand there are a lot of people that say, look, I paid for, I'm not going to pay some, I don't want my taxes paying for somebody else's relief. Well, I guess the fact is, you know, your taxes always have been paying for somebody else's relief in many ways. And it's just where, which relief, who's getting the
where
relief?
Where is it going?
Where is it going? I mean,
it's not a matter of if it's going somewhere. It is. It's just a matter of where.
Yeah. Anyway, if it doesn't, if it fails, and I'm not holding my breath to think, I'd like to see at least some, at least if they're at least not don't back pay or don't put that back end in there. I thought that was a cruel, and that would make it really pretty awful. But regardless of that, it's just, these are things, as I said, what affects you personally is always going to be more important, right, than what affects the other thing. The haze, the wildfire haze we've been talking about, and the hazy skies that you've seen, we have not had anything like they've had out on the East Coast. We really haven't.
Nothing like it.
No. If you look at some of the pictures, you've seen some of the pictures that that are out there right now? Yeah, New York. I'm talking about the upper part of New York, even in Boston. Well, actually, south of Boston, New York and the area, I think, Philadelphia, New York. All of this is this. It's this. It's sort of like it kind of floats over the top on the jet stream, and then it comes down and settles right there on the East Coast right now. We had most of it just sort of passing us by, but they had to cancel, what, they canceled two baseball or three baseball games, I think, yesterday out there?
Yep.
And they had flights canceled because you couldn't see the plane, the visibility was so low you couldn't see. It's just, it's crazy. Anyway, all right. 319-754-1490. I know. The other question we had somebody asked earlier about meeting at the city council was the Board of Supervisors talk about, what effect will the property tax relief bill signed by Governor Reynolds that has those property owners that are 65 and over, you have to sign up by July 1st, and that's coming up. What, in about 20 days, 22 days or so. But you need to sign up before July 1st. You need to go to the county assessor's office and sign up. And that's what that will do. It will reduce the valuation or the assessed valuation of your home by $3,250. In the year, they call it the 2023 fiscal year, but it actually will, it affects, the first effect you would have would see any reduction happening in September of 2024, which would be a year from September. The second, if you sign up though, the next year in 2025, in the fall of 2025, all of a sudden you've got $6,500 that's coming off your assessed valuation. That's in addition to any other property tax reductions that you receive, homeowners or the exemption credit or whatever. Now, this is not on your, it's not your tax itself. That's still going to be, and will they have to, the talk was, are you going to raise the property taxes? We had somebody call in earlier. You're going to raise the property taxes. Do you have to raise the property taxes to be able to, because the budget's still got to be the budget, you know what I mean? How many dollars the city has, how many dollars the county has, how many dollars the school district has. If you do property taxes, you know that your biggest entity, if you're a Burlington resident, your biggest entity is the Burlington Community Schools. That's number one. They take the largest chunk. Second largest is the city. Third largest is the county. And then there's like five or about 10 little things. Like, It's like a whole bunch of little tiny, like nickel and dime. Well, not nickel and dime, but it all adds up. It's how it is. It's the way property taxes work. But anyway, we had a question about that. First story came out. Remember when the first story came out? They had the wrong year.
Yes, I do.
But we know now. And what was the assessor's office? Didn't they call you? Is that right?
Yes, they called me and offered a clarification.
Yeah, no, that's,
and I thanked them. For that.
And that was it. Anyway, the other thing. What else is going on right here? It's the there. It seems there's somebody shooting somebody, or somebody knifing somebody, or somebody. There was a, people are just, do you think people are just more angry now? Is that what it is, Colin?
If we had the answer to this question, I think we would have figured it out by now.
Now,
I have no clue what is causing all these things to happen.
Well, there's a picture. I've got a picture here. Police made an arrest Tuesday. Fatal shooting of A.J. Owens, a G.K. A.J. Owens, a mother of four, who was shot and killed in front of her 10-year-old child in Ocala, Florida. If you know anything about, you know where Ocala is? It's just north of Orlando.
I think I might have heard the name before somewhere.
You probably, if you drove, did you drive down there once? Is that, have you ever driven to Florida?
Driven to Florida, no, but I've driven around the Orlando area.
Well, it's if you were to drive to Florida, it's just north of the Orlando area, probably about 40 or 50 miles north, but... Anyway, Owen's family was Susan Lorenz, age 58, arrested on manslaughter assault charges that sparked outrage and brought renewed attention to Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law. Owen's family has been calling for an arrest since Owens was shot and killed through Lorenz's closed door on Friday. Tonight was a pivotal moment, according to Pamela Diaz, Owen's mother said in a video, adding she's thankful for community leaders for helping them reach this victory. At a press conference, Diaz said she was grateful for an arrest, but very disappointed it took 4 days. When is it okay in America to shoot someone behind a locked door? She asked in a church filled with dozens of people chanting justice for AJ. Why did it have to take 4 days? I mean... This Stand Your Ground law, have you studied any of that?
Not really, no.
No, it's, and it kind of varies, but it, according to the sheriff, children were playing outside an Ocala apartment complex when Lorenz threw a pair of skates to hit one of the children. After the incident, Owens knocked on the door once and there was no answer. She simply replied, I know you hear me. There was no confrontation. At that time, she said, a shot rang, and Anthony Thompson, Florence's lawyer, Woods initially said that Lorenz was not immediately arrested because of Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Statute allows an individual to use force against a person they believe puts them in imminent danger and does not require the person facing harm to try retreat. According to authorities, Lorenz alleged that Owens tried to break down her door and that she acted in self-defense. Since 2021, Lorenz and Owens had contacted authorities at least 6 to 8 times in a series of ongoing disputes. However, Sheriff Woods, said in a video message, the shooting not justified under Stand Your Ground described it as simply a killing. The justice we have been seeking all along has been served. The Stand Your Ground law, you know, I don't know. Florida's got some strange laws. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. That's a controversial thing.
Stand Your Ground laws have kind of become a controversial thing in a lot of states.
Well, yeah, and that's really the question is okay. When can you use it? When is it safe to? I mean, it's how do you define somebody putting you at harm? And I guess if you've had an argument with a neighbor, then I'm going to guess that and you throw something and hit a child, well, what the neighbor's going to have a right to come up and I don't know when are neighbors just aren't neighbors anymore. I mean, there's just not, it's not the, we, I think we have, be feel blessed. I think I have, we have good neighbors, in my neighborhood, and we know our neighbors, most of them anyway. A lot of new people moving in, and I can't, and some, you know, some I don't really know. But people that the long-term ones, yeah, that I know.
It's the same people you see every day.
Yeah, well, you see them every day. And actually, the fact is, neighborhood watch, what do you need for neighborhood watch? You need neighbors. and somebody, so I guess the question is, those of you listening, if you're listening right now, okay, do you know your neighbors? Do you talk to them? Do you, will they watch your house if you're on vacation and make sure there's nothing, you know, we'll keep an eye on it for you. We'll report if somebody starts hanging around the house, and trying to burglarize you. Anyway, you need good neighbors. There aren't very many. There aren't as many as there used to be. That's kind of the way it is. It is 9:29. Our phone lines are open at 319-754-1490. Anything you want to talk about. I'm going to repeat this again. You need, if you are 65 or over, you need to go to the assessor's, that's right, the county assessor's office in the courthouse, and you need to sign up for the property tax relief that is going to be taking money off your assessed valuation starting in 2024. 9:30 at KBUR. We'll be back.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
If I were to put how I would feel about Thursday night football, it's the only game. Outside of Monday night football, historically, Thursday night, you're the only game. You're prime time. If you go out and you ball, build your reputation and build your notoriety.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
This summer, your child can elevate their math and reading skills at Kumon Learning Centers. Now is the time to get ahead and strengthen the skills that will allow them to reach higher and achieve more. Don't let summer break interrupt their progress in math and reading. At Kumon, we believe practice makes possibilities. Practice now for more confidence next school year. Enroll today and save up to $50. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH.
Hi there, this is Scott from House to Home. As I continue to build my business of small job contracting, I want to remind you about one of the best building material suppliers in the tri-state area. I worked at Standard of Beaverdale for a couple years, and I want to tell you about what I know about them from being on the other side of the counter. They really do care about the customer's experience and the community as a whole. When the products are similar, it's the experience that makes the difference. The experience at Standard is one of knowledgeable sales staff who want to help you as soon as you walk in the front door. No wandering the aisles and looking for help at Standard. They want to make sure you have the right product for the job. And if they don't know the answer to a question, they work diligently to find a source that does. They also have a tradition of donating to local charities, supporting local sports, and sponsoring local events. Head out to Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, to experience the difference. Open 6 days a week, and if you need a small job done, ask for my card, Scott from House to Home, while you're out there.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
Authorities in Burlington are investigating the cause of a mobile home fire. According to a news release, at 2:14 a.m. Wednesday, the Burlington and West Burlington Fire Departments responded to a reported mobile home fire at 601 South Roosevelt Avenue, Lot 19 in Burlington. Firefighters arrived at 2:22 a.m. to find flames showing from underneath the mobile home. Firefighters worked to contain the fire to underneath the center section of the mobile home, but the fire did burn through the floor and into the south wall. The fire was fully extinguished by 5 a.m. The mobile home was not occupied at the time. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Burlington Police and Fire Departments and is considered suspicious. Former Vice President Mike Pence has opened his presidential bid with an unusually forceful denunciation of former President Trump over January 6th, Trump's temperament, and abortion. Pence told an audience in a Des Moines suburb on Wednesday,
"I believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put them over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again."
Pence is the first vice president in modern history to challenge his former running mate, Trump, who leads the 2024 GOP presidential field in early polls. With weather systems expected to hardly budge, the smoky blanket billowing across the U.S. and Canada from wildfires in Quebec and Nova Scotia should persist into Thursday and possibly the weekend. That means at least another day or more of a dystopian-style detour that's chased players from ball fields, actors from Broadway stages, delayed thousands of flights, and sparked a resurgence in mask wearing and remote work, all while raising concerns about the health effects of prolonged exposure to such bad air. U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Ramsey says the weather system that's driving the Great Canadian American Smoke out will, quote, probably be hanging around at least for the next few days. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Pat Robertson died, 93 years old, one of the most politically influential religious broadcasters of all time.
The big thing that I have done is mobilize Christians.
He started the Christian Broadcasting Network in 1960, founded the Christian Coalition and Regent University, and ran for the Republican presidential nomination in 1988. The Ukrainian and Russian governments accuse each other's militaries of shooting at rescuers trying to reach areas flooded by a dam breach they accuse each other of causing.
The governor of Ukraine's Kherson region says around 230 square miles of land is now underwater. The collapse of the Kakhovka Dam has also dislodged landmines, providing a further risk for communities. Thousands are homeless, with reportedly hundreds of thousands lacking access to clean drinking water.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. 261,000 new unemployment claims are the most since October of 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And it's going to be a mostly sunny day today and a high to 79 degrees this afternoon. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight should be mostly clear, low down to 52. Northeast winds at about 5. Sunny on Friday, up to 82, mostly clear Friday night, a low down to 58. Mostly sunny Saturday, a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m. and a high at 85. And mostly cloudy Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms 70% likely, low down to 63. Right now we've got skies that are mostly sunny at 65.
I'm Jessica Ettinger. CNBC Wall Street poised for modest losses this morning. Investors on hold for the next Fed meeting on interest rates set for next week. Many believe the Fed will pause or skip an increase at that meeting. The Eurozone has entered a recession as economic growth slowed in Ireland and Germany. The Philadelphia airport this morning with a ground stop because of low visibility from wildfire smoke spinning in from Canada affecting northeast flights. Forecasters say other airports could be impacted later today if the smoke builds and becomes worse this afternoon. More people than expected applied for unemployment benefits last week, the most since October of 2021. But the continuing claims number was lower, signaling that those out of work are finding the next job pretty quickly. Soccer's biggest star, Lionel Messi, rejecting Saudi Arabia and heading to the U.S. to play for Inter Miami CF this summer. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Can anyone really say they have enough storage? If so, the folks at Standard of Beaverdale are proud of you. But if not, they are there to help with tons of ideas. Standard can help you make the most of your space with cabinetry customized for a variety of uses. Coffee lovers may enjoy a coffee or tea bar to organize mugs and supplies, removing them from your precious kitchen cabinet space and adding a focal point to your home. Green thumbs will like utility cabinets modified to hold produce fresh from the garden and floating shelves to declutter the counter while growing herbs. Don't forget about entryway and mudroom cabinets, which are great ways to add some practical storage to your home for things like extra towels, swimming gear, shoes, and more. Stop by Standard and talk to Rachel and Daisy about kitchen and bath storage solutions too. Find all this and more at Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa. Open 6 days a week.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. Anything you want to talk about is fair game today. We're talking about it. It is, it's summertime right now. We've had a combination. Weather has been, it's been fairly pleasant this week. We've had a lot of heat, and we made it through Memorial Day weekend, and it was a very warm. I'm going to guess people that have pools or the pools, I'm going to guess, Colin, I'm going to guess the city pool or West Burlington pool or Hawks Harbor, they've got to be doing.
I get a feeling they're going to be increasing in visits in the next few weeks.
No, it's summertime, and that's simply what happens. You get, but, what kind of weather – Well, we were doing, we had everything being very, very dry, and now all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, it's dry, but then boom, out of humidity goes up and the air air does its crazy thing. It volatile, becomes volatile, and then next thing you know, you got a rain. But anyway, we're looking at the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The FAA issued a temporary ground stop Thursday. All flights bound for New York City's LaGuardia Airport all canceled because of poor visibility. Air quality alerts are issued in 16 states today, from Vermont to South Carolina. Health officials urging people to limit exposure and remain indoors. And again, wildfires, you know, seeing people wearing masks during morning rush hour in New York City. Smoke from the wildfires is continuing to affect the city, forcing the closure, well, they've closure of schools on June 8th and 9th. Michelle Carjuana told ABC in New York, said, it's kind of scary out here. He said, it feels like I'm at a campground I don't want to, where I don't want to be at, and there's no s'mores. All right. 319-754. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Okay. What do we got? Somebody was
going. We had a call just kind of dropped out
all
there.
Right. All right. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning, sir.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
Perhaps maybe you could have somebody come in. I read in the paper, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about this new tax breaks for people over 65.
Yep.
And or if you served in the military, how that actually works.
Well, and actually, tell you what, it works very, very simply. And I think it's what it is. It includes anyone 65, and I don't think you get double, because if you served in the military and did it, I don't think you're going to get the double right away. But what happens?
That's the confusing thing, because if you read the paper, it's like you get both.
Well, I think the question, and that's a question that you'd have to ask the assessor. But the bottom line for you is you need to go to the county assessor's office. I need to make myself remember to do that too. Go to the assessor's office and sign up before. You got to do it before July 1st. Now, this will knock 3,200. Well, if you get double, that's great. But if I'm going to get double in a year. But I don't know if you get double. But
Sounds like a food.
Well, I know it sounds like it, but it's what happens is it's 3,250 that is removed or dropped off of your that falls off your assessed value of your home. And then it will go into effect in anything you pay in the September 2024, a year from September.
So it's like a year away, basically.
It's about a year and a half away before you actually, at least a year and several months anyway. But it's for that's when that actually goes into effect. Now that's in 2024, so the year 2024 to 2025. You get that break, but you also, the next year in 2025, the next year it doubles and you get $6,500 off your assessed valuation in addition to anything else, homestead credits and things like that. So, it's going to roll back. It's going to roll back some of your property tax anyway. And and that's you know what, that's what it was designed to do, and now the county was yesterday talking. Well, you know what, if this happens, there's got so many people over 60. If this happens, we may have to raise the overall property tax for everybody.
The reason I asked is, you know, your assessment of your house went up.
Yeah, I know.
What it's worth. But then they give you a tax break per se. On top of that, if you were 65, so really it doesn't change much.
No.
I'm sure that the the county will still get the same amount of money one way or another.
Well, they're going to get their everybody's going to get their money. I guess the question is how the rollback that they have. There's a rollback that runs into this thing. We had a caller basically called me earlier this morning because see what they've changed the way that the property tax assessments are done for multiple family homes, in other words, apartment buildings and or duplexes, and so that's changing as well. That rollback is also going on for them as well. That's pretty significant, and I wanted to, since we have so many new apartment buildings going up, how much will that affect the overall property tax? You know what, Jack? Just look at it this way: one way or another, they're going to get your money.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know, whether it's a limited amount, smaller amount, larger amount,
whatever, you'll still pay, and the county and the city will still operate. But your biggest basically the share of your property tax is school districts. So that's how the schools how much funding the school gets has probably a bigger effect on your property tax than any other factor.
I think they get like 75% or something like that, don't they?
Well, they get
it's a pretty good chunk.
No, they don't get quite that much. They get about, right now, they get about 40 to 45%. The next city is the next, county is the next, and then there's a bunch of these little, it's like a half a dozen or a dozen little pieces, it's like nickels, I'm going to say nickels and dimes, but it's dollars and more dollars.
It's almost like, you know, the government takes everything away from you, then it says, then they give you a little minuscule amount back there to live off of.
Well, you know what? If they're going to give me $6,500 off my assessed valuation, even if they let's face it, you might as well. Hey, take advantage of every opportunity you have, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There you go.
But see, what happens is like this goes down, but then something else goes up. So you know, it's like a.
Everything, Jack, everything's going up, Jack.
Except wages.
No, but the other thing is, you do remember, did you ever, as I know how old you are, you do remember 1980, remember in 1980, 81 when the prime rate was 21.5%, nobody could buy a house.
I didn't buy anything then, so.
Okay. Well, I guess I was trying to start a business, and I remember trying to get a business loan, and I remember a partner and I. Well, we had to get we had to have a co-signer to get a 15% loan. How about that?
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well,
we thought it was great, you know.
Yeah.
Oh wow, we're down to 15%.
You know, but you compare it to what it is today.
No, you got to remember,
apples to apples, everything has gone up. Yeah. You might be saving money, but. Prices of stuff's doubled.
Well, the prices of things, and it's not an equal. They aren't equal price. Certain things are up a lot more than other things. So,
that's true.
Food prices. Colin, I'm going to guess you've noticed the food prices have.
Yes,
gone
I
up.
Have.
Yeah, yeah. Food prices are.
You need a bank loan when you go to the grocery store.
Or how about the gas station?
Yeah, well, the gas station, actually, we've seen gas prices coming down. We're about a dollar lower in gas right now than we were a year ago. Now, that just means...
Yeah, supposed to make us feel good, I guess.
All right, well, they're supposed to... I guess if something is outrageously overpriced, then they bring it down. All of a sudden, you're supposed to feel better, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Well, I'll let you go so somebody else maybe will call.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break. 319-754-1490. Anything you want to talk about, we will talk.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
I don't know what Tom Brady's doing, but we can point out his former quarterback coach and offensive coordinator is the Raiders head coach and basically runs the, like, the whole thing fits. What if Tom's not done? It's not like he doesn't know that offense like the back of his hand.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. 2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Technology has taken over the average American home, especially with mobile devices, TVs, computers, and gaming stations. Our children are growing up in this ever-connected world, and our lifestyles are increasingly reliant on energy consumption. Access Energy Cooperative wants to help you teach children how to use energy wisely. The first step is to help them understand why this is important. Help them understand that money saved on the family energy bill is money you could spend on a new game, and it helps the environment. Children learn by observation. If they see you turning off lights when you leave the room, they're more apt to pick up the same habit. And our young adults can benefit from learning how to program your thermostat for efficient use of your heating and cooling system. Taking them shopping for LED lights can be fun with all the new options available. If you need to replace appliances, explain the importance of looking for Energy Star models. Visit AccessEnergyCoop.com for games and energy saving ideas in our kids section. Simple habits they learn today will last our kids a lifetime of energy savings. Access Energy Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Keep your pup happy and healthy with Menards. Greenies Dental Dog Treats help prevent gum disease, freshen breath, and are fortified with vitamins and minerals to ensure balanced nutrition. Greenies Dental Dog Treats are proudly made in the USA, accepted by the Veterinary Oral Health Council. And right now, Greenies Dental Dog Treats are 11% off. Good through June 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Dad was Mr. Burlington. Being a member of the community, this is where he wanted to have his burial through. Lenning Chapel knows their people. They know the community. They didn't take care of just my dad. They took care of all of us.
From the visitation to the funeral service, Lenning Chapel was there immediately. They knew what we were going through, how we felt. They were there for us 110% of the time.
It's back. One of the best parts of summer, the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. And it's back at the Crapo Park Band Shell this Sunday night at 7:30. Bring your lawn chair, your family and friends, and join us for one of the best bands anywhere, the Burlington Municipal Band. This concert and the entire summer concert series is broadcast every Sunday night at 9 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale. They believe in tradition and supporting local businesses. Proudly supporting the summer concert series for over a decade. Welcome back on the talk show today. We're talking about anything and everything. We're talking about that property tax. And the fact is that, the city's seat overall is property valuations, even in spite of the things now, is trying to get those valuations to go up has been a real challenge because we've been seeing declining. Good morning. Who do I have with me today?
This is Steen, basically.
Yes, Steen, what's up?
I don't want to talk about that. My stepmother would like that because she's senior, she's retired, she has a house. I live in an apartment. But, okay, basically, if I had it my way, this is what I would do. I would take all the caucuses, have them all at once, 3 weeks or 7 weeks before the convention, then have the top two voters, the top three, go to the convention, find out like they used to, and then whoever comes out of that will be the nominee. In Europe and in Israel, they have it for 60 to 90 yeah. days election, and it's all over with. I wish we do it here. They spend way too much money. They spend way too much time. I mean, basically, that I saw that my Pence,
yeah,
our vice president under Trump, I agree with what he said about reforming our social programs, which I'm on, and I also agree to get rid of the Department of Education. But also, I think that in the future, you're going to see more kids and parents go, you see it now, where they get the degree online, and you're going to see more colleges and junior colleges,
yeah,
close their doors. And also, people are having less children. That's another reason.
No. I agree. Dean, I do agree with that, and it's been one of those things. We're seeing, now SCC has been seeing growth at the, but the more expensive colleges and universities, the fact that they are, the pandemic, if there's anything it taught them, is that, frankly, look, if you're trying to get a degree and you want to do it in, and you want to do it in the most economical way, well, then you do it online. Yeah, if you want the college experience, you want to be on campus and that sort of thing, well, realize that it's going to cost, and those are amenities. There's an advantage in that, a socialization part of it, but if you want a degree, you can't beat the online learning, and a lot of people already realize that. I think one of the things, you're talking about Mike Pence, one thing I did want to say about Mike Pence is, if I can say something positive about Mike Pence, who was announced, he says, you know what, I did my job, we had an attempted overthrow, they were trying to overthrow the government of the United States, and to and it in an insurrection. It was an attempted coup, Dean. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we've been doing it for years overseas, so why should not be tried here?
I know there's been coups everywhere, so why not? Why not? But you see, Donald Trump is, all the people supporting Donald Trump are supporting a guy that incited a coup. And that, you know what that's also called? It's also called treason. You know what I mean?
This is me. I would have told my followers, I would not support you if you have any violence or you're going to cap or threaten people's lives. I will condemn you. I have nothing to do with you. I would say you have a right to protest,
yes,
but do it peacefully. Sing a patriotic song, pray and fast, and go and ask, could I please see my representative about my opinion?
Well,
frustration,
yeah,
because all our jobs is going overseas, and what do you see? Well, there's a plant in Michigan, they're going to build trucks. But who's going to run it? The Chinese.
Yeah.
A lot of these.
I know.
And a lot of these companies, high tech companies, what they're doing, they're laying off people, but they're hiring immigrants for cheap labor. And that's what people are frustrating. But there's no reason to do that. There's no reason for that. I mean.
Well, that's, you know what, that's why
I always say, yeah, on this program, yeah, you watch the movie Patton, an excellent movie. Trump is just like Patton. And he thinks, I am Trump, you do it my way, you don't, you're out the door. I'm not the best way to do things.
All right. You know what, Dean, I got to let you go because we are out of time today.
Bye-bye.
But thank you. Have a... Okay, all right, all right. Patton, eh? All right. Why not? It is a Thursday. Have a great day. Get a high today, 79 degrees. Sunshine. And no smoke as far as I can tell.